In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In 1836, there was a priest in Paris, Father Dejeunet. My French is bad, so sorry. Dejeunet. In 1836, he was the pastor of a parish there in Paris. And things weren't going well. As a matter of fact, he was thinking about resigning as pastor because his parish was not well attended. The people who lived nearby weren't very interested in the faith. If you recall, this was right after the French Revolution in the Napoleonic times. French Revolution was the late 1700s. Napoleon was in the early 1800s. And all the churches were confiscated. The church was suppressed for a while. And then in 1808, some of the churches were given back to the Catholic Church. And his church was reopened in 1808. Before that, it had been a stock market and just in general a marketplace because it was in a business area. And so he had been there for a number of years trying everything and nothing really happened. The people were indifferent. Not many people came. And he was getting a little despondent. And then in 1836, while he was saying Mass in early December, December 3rd, he says he heard a voice. And the voice said, "Consecrate your parish to the Immaculate Heart of Mary." And some reports say that it said it twice during Mass. Others say it just said once. And so after Mass, he took that seriously. Now, this was in the early 1800s. Devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary wasn't well established. Although it had been around, we know in the Gospels, St. Luke refers to Our Lady's heart. Our Lady stored these things in her heart. St. Simeon says, "The soul will pierce your heart." And so there was always this tradition of Our Lady's heart. And then we have some saints which preached on her heart. St. Bernard of Clairvaux talked about the purity of Mary. St. John Eudes in the early 1600s was considered the father of the devotion to the Immaculate Heart. He called her heart the most pure heart. But it was still very early. It wasn't unknown, but he wasn't sure. So he asked the diocese if he could do this. And they said, yes, sure. So the next Sunday, he consecrated his parish to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then also they began at the same time a confraternity to Our Lady of Refuge. And what happened was remarkable. For the parish turned around. People began coming to the parish, having devotion to Our Lady. This parish, this church, it's named and still exists in Paris. It's a basilica. It's called Our Lady of Victories. Now, this church is named after, of course, Our Lady of Victories, which is the original title of Our Lady of the Rosary, from the defeat when the Christian forces defeated the Islamic forces at Lepanto, the sea battle. Pope Pius V asked the entire church to pray the rosary for the victory, and miraculously it was given. And so that's the original source of this feast, Our Lady of Victories. Then later on, it becomes Our Lady of the Rosary, October 7th. So this church was consecrated in Our Lady of Victories honor, still called Our Lady of Victories. And this is also the church, if you recall, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, when she was a young girl, she had a great difficulty. She went through a great spiritual trial. She went through scrupulosity. So bad that she couldn't get out of bed, and her family was very fearful of her. She couldn't recognize her sisters sometimes. So someone sent money to Our Lady of Victories in Paris for a novena of masses to be said in honor of for St. Thérèse and her healing. And it was during that novena of masses that she was miraculously healed. And this, of course, happened after the consecration. This was in the 1880s. So by this time, the church was well known as a source of great spiritual graces. So we also recall that later on at Fatima, Our Lady says that God desires devotion to her Immaculate Heart. He wants to establish devotion to her Immaculate Heart. Didn't happen right there at Fatima. Of course, God, through graces and through these revelations, have been building up, letting the Church learn and ponder the Immaculate Heart. So that, why? So that we would have devotion to it. So why would God do this? Why does He do this? Why did He favor Our Lady's Immaculate Heart back at Our Lady of Victories? Why did Our Lady say at Fatima, of course it's only a private revelation, but it's worthy of faith, as the Church says. Why does He want us to have devotion to her Immaculate Heart? He could have kept it quiet. There could have never been any revelation. But why does He want this devotion? Why? Our Lady. First, we have to remember the heart. The heart represents our deepest intentions and desires. And this is a biblical image, the heart. We see it all through the Bible, but it has become so common that even in our Western world, non-Christian world, people use this terminology, the heart. We need to get the heart to the heart of the matter. Or on St. Valentine's Day, we see hearts everywhere, and this is the idea that you give your heart to the other person. It represents our deepest intentions and desires. And Our Lady's heart is immaculate, without any stain. She was conceived without sin, as the Church teaches and has held. That means, as Pope Pius IX defined, that from the first moment of her creation, she was preserved from every stain or every shadow of original sin. That means she did not have concupiscence. She was preserved from original sin. She received special graces that have been lost. But it doesn't end there, because Our Lady then was faithful to those graces. Throughout her whole life, she was faithful to that grace that was given to her. So that at the end of her life, her Assumption, she was taken up, body and soul, into heaven. So remember that death is a punishment for sin. And so Our Lady was taken up, body and soul, into heaven as a sign, the fact that she was free from sin. She preserved that grace. God gave her the grace, but then she kept herself immaculate for her whole life until the end of her life, when she was taken body and soul into heaven. It was by her heart that she did this. Her heart was created without stain of sin, and she preserved it. Her deepest desires and motivations were perfectly pure. You know, in today's Gospel, St. Paul talks about various sins, witchcraft, idolatry, enemies, anger, fights, factions, parties, drunkenness, murder, carousing. Of course, these are the result of a sinful heart. The heart that is attached to sin. Remember, we can resist sin, but our heart can still be attached to it. Why? Because of our past sins, or just because of our fallen state of concupiscence, the desire to commit these sins. This is the state of our hearts today. Our Lady, though, kept her heart pure. She was, as St. Paul goes on to say, the fruits of the Spirit. She had true charity, joy, peace, patience from her heart. So why does God want to establish devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart? Because her heart is to be our model. Because her heart is the perfect disciple, or the perfect embodiment of the teachings of Christ. And so, God wants us to imitate Our Lady, to turn to Our Lady, and for her to be the source of grace for us, for our conversion, for the purification of our hearts, so that we can be the perfect disciples of her Son. You know, with Fatima, she mentioned this, and she says it out of humility. The Father wants to establish devotion to My Immaculate Heart. This was almost 100 years ago. She also said that one of the ways in which we can do this is to practice the first Saturdays. Now, practicing the first Saturdays is a way in which we have devotion. But sometimes we just think it's only 5 first Saturdays. You just do the 5 first Saturdays, you punch it, and that's it. I did my 5 first Saturdays, on to the next thing. Just like, other life monuments. You know, I've been to the Grand Canyon. I saw the Golden Gate Bridge. I did my 5 first Saturdays. The bucket list. No. That's a promise that Our Lady gave us. 5 first Saturdays. If you do it, she'll be there at the end of your life with the graces necessary for conversion. But we shouldn't just do it for those 5 first Saturdays. We should do it always. Have devotion to her. Her heart. Why? Because it's the perfect following, the perfect image of her Son. It's the masterpiece of God, and she preserved it. So we should honor her and love her for that. Then also, we practice this devotion. Why? So that she would give us the graces to transform this heart. This heart that is attached to sin. This heart that commits sin. So that it would be transformed into a proper image of her Son's heart. This is why devotion to the Immaculate Heart is important. Is it necessary for salvation? Of course not. But it is the way, one of the ways that God wants us to become holy is through devotion to her heart. He wants it to be known, the greatness of His mother, the greatness of her interior life, the perfect purity that she lived. And He wants us to then model her or to pursue that heart. You know, I think I've used this image before. When we look at children, we can look at children and we say, oh, you have your mother's eyes, you have your father's hair. We resemble our parents bodily because our body comes from them. Well, we should resemble our spiritual mother spiritually because our graces really come from her. And so, if we are to be her child, then our heart should look like hers. And in heaven, ultimately, all stain of sin will be taken away. For those of us who make it to heaven, all stain of sin will be taken away from our hearts, concupiscence and everything else, so that the heart will truly be an image of hers. It will be immaculate in its own little way. But while we're in this life, we should pursue it. Pursue the following of her. To honor her heart. Why? Because of her greatness, but also so that we can become like her. So this is why it's important to have devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. This is why God the Father wants devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. And this is why I've consecrated the parish and everything here to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. This is what God wants. And we need to then respond to that and have true devotion to Our Lady and her heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.